The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, June 30th, 2026.
Oh, man. It's the last day.
I know. It's one of those months where you're like, 30 or 31?
Yeah. It's the last day of Pride Month, man. I don't know what I'm going to do.
What is next month?
Oh, that's the, you know what? The 250 should be the whole month, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, for sure.
Not just this weekend.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. Like, if your grandma was turning 250 years old, like, she'd let you know about it the whole month.
God dang, could you imagine? Now, you'd have a good takeoff, too. Like, you know, cooking would be great.
But well, it's, what, like, 250-year-old grandma's cooking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she'd wear or know her way around the kitchen, but then you get those life advices that you don't really look for.
Those, the ones you don't listen to, and then 20, 25 years later, they echo in your head, and you're like, Dad, blame it.
Pretty much.
Did your, was your grandma like mine? Did she use Schulten and Schulten and bread?
Yeah, all the old school stuff, lard, a lot of lard.
Mama's little baby got short, and mama's little baby likes shortening bread.
God, what was that, Crisco?
I don't know.
I can't remember what
I
it was.
I was thinking yesterday, that's what happens when you hang around a couple youngins. I was thinking about nursery rhymes, and this is actually a propos that we are coming up on the 4th of. So here's a trivia question.
Oh, good. Fire up the brain early.
Okay.
Because I ain't watched Jeopardy last night.
Oh, no. It's, I haven't. You know what? That's one of those things where I was host loyal, you know? I can't.
Yeah, which I was too, but.
The only person that could replace Alex Trebek that I would, honest to God, watch would be Will Ferrell as Alex Trebek. I would watch that. I mean, you know you would.
Yeah.
So as long as Sean Connery was always on there.
You know, it's so easy to find. They quit doing the sports Jeopardy with Dan Patrick. Now they do pop culture Jeopardy with Colin Jost, but I don't know where it's at.
Netflix, or one of them. Yeah. I see it on there. Am I the only one that doesn't like the Netflix interface now?
Oh, yeah, I hate it. Sucks.
They come on there and they tell you, like, whatever month it is, you know, black voices, Latino voices, pride voices, all that stuff. But then the next one, it seems like coming soon.
Yep.
Before they tell you what's that, and they get you all hyped up, like, oh, hell yeah. I've been wanting to see this John Cena movie where his brother's black. I don't even know what it's called, but I added it to my QE.
But it makes you think it's there right now. Like, oh, let me go watch.
Yeah, because it's right there at the top. Yeah. And then under that, games.
You can't scroll to the left and reset it anymore. Yes.
Yeah, because I do it. Like, I do it the regular old. I don't do it on my phone to the TV. Like, I do it the old school way with the remote.
I'll never watch their video podcasts. Like, I'm not going to support
That's
it.
The other thing, a big old chunk of Charlemagne the God, and all the different, you know. Podcast. Now, if I was on there, would I be grabbing about it? If I wasn't on the show, it would be. Because I like Netflix is for movies and TV. It ain't for games and bullcrap podcasts.
I tell you what, I've been kind of hating on that guy, but maybe I shouldn't be.
Which guy?
Charlemagne, because...
I don't hate on him. I'm just saying, like, every clip they show...
Well,
like,
I did.
He's the face of podcasts.
See, that's the thing.
On Netflix.
He should be like... I'm making more money than anybody on this show. I should have top billing. He's making way more than those other two.
Yeah, but do you think... See, that's where...
I don't know how he is, but he is.
That's how you walk by a man on the street and somebody will lean out. Well, that happened at the freaking show the other day. And like somebody walks by and say, you see that guy right there? That guy probably spends $20,000 a month on ball cards. And it's like, boy, you wouldn't think he had that in assets total. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with that, it's you want to be – the ego is what wants to be in the lights and the, you know, the full billing. Whereas I'm just fine with doing the whole cast and then at the end getting that dramatic and Matthew Harris. That's the way – that's the – because usually you want to be the first, but – as everybody's finally getting up in their chair and putting their popcorn down, then suddenly, and Matthew Harris.
I wouldn't want to fully interview the guy, but just ask him, you know, a couple of things, that being one of them. Because they're talking about the older you get and the more established you are, like, you know, the less stuff you kind of want to sacrifice on. Like, we're talking about LeBron, you know, like, well, LeBron said straight up that he will not live in certain cities.
Well, what did he say? Let's see if I agree with LeBron on anything in life.
Well, he said a couple of places they don't like, players usually don't like going to play, is Memphis, because there's nothing to do.
Wow.
They said Milwaukee is similar.
Memphis crime is pretty rough, right? Am I wrong with that? I haven't kept up.
It's probably going down now that they traded Ja, but you know.
Ja. What's up, Ja?
But he's also like, you, the money wise, like, you know, I'm established, but you know, I'm not going to take a pay cut just to, you know, make a situation work.
Does G.G. Jackson still play for them?
I think so, maybe.
I'm going to look that up. I'm just
double check that. I'm trying to keep up with all the former Cocks.
Yeah, he's
playing with CMB, great year for the Raptors, you know. He was had a really good year.
Yeah. Oh, Gregory.
So he's on a hot girlfriend, too, if they're still together.
Who's that?
Oh, Chloe Kitts. That's his girl.
Gigi?
No, Colin Murray.
For sure.
Yeah, he's better than Gigi at this point. Way better.
I think now, and this is, just, again, observation, that if you're observation.
Yeah.
Like, could you see Chloe Kitts dating Cooper Flagg? No. Not
no, too tall.
Not that. It's like, I feel like, has there ever been a WNBA player?
this is interesting. Cause
you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, because everybody's got a type.
If you're a WNBA player, well, I don't know. It's the same thing. It's what I was going to say. If they are into men, and their man plays basketball, he's most definitely not white.
Wow.
Well,
it's just an observation.
Here's the thing.
It's just, I feel like it's true.
And I would love to know how black people feel about this.
Yeah.
The other part of the observation is, if he is white, he seems like he's, you know, misappropriating a little bit. The best example, I guess, is Tyler Hero. Look how he dresses, how he talks, and then you know, I would like to ask a black person, do you think this is misappropriation?
Therein lies the problem, is that one person would then solve that. You know what I'm saying? Like that question you've had, whereas another one wouldn't have it. Like,
we'll take a black poll.
Some Paige, have you ever done that before? So listen,
she
talks to a lot of people.
Randy Moss, Jason Williams. Randy Moss named him White Chocolate, and Randy Moss is more redneck country blah whatever than Jason Williams will ever be, Jay Willie. So, but then if you said to some people, some black people, hey, what do you think about this guy kind of, you know, having a little a little bit
Chet
of that
swagger.
Chet, dude,
looks like Butthead.
He does. I enjoyed watching him play in the series. Just, he just walks around with that duh look on his face.
Like, oh, Lord.
Like that big hair.
Resting dumb face.
Yeah, kind of like just a big old goof. He's good, though.
Wow. I don't know if you can go by these numbers or not, but do you want to guess what percentage of the WNBA is gay?
That's available numbers. Is that something to bet on Kalshi?
I don't know if
the WNBA player come out of the closet today.
I don't know if they're basing it on, you know, how many people are out or guessing or what, but
yeah,
it's not, I don't think it's as high as you would think.
So the way you've led me into it now, I'm going to say like 35%.
God, actually, yeah, it's kind of right in the middle there.
Is it
25 to 38? It said.
Wow.
Now, I know Asia Wilson, they caught her on tape the other day because she took offense to, I forgot who it was, but they bumped her with her chest. And she said, I don't know why she's bumping me. I ain't gay.
Damn.
Wow.
And like, she's going shocking. That route. I mean, not being gay, but just being like the crap talker.
I'm always saying this is probably bad, but I'm surprised when, you know, they aren't lesbian.
Why?
Like, oh, okay. Just assumed all of them were. I went to school with a girl who played college softball, and she had to quit because she said, I couldn't. Now, she had religious conflictions too, but
yeah,
she said, this is too much gay that, you know, like hourly trying to like hit on me gay that I couldn't.
Like
be
her parents were just saying, like, just say no to drugs and also scissoring.
She was like, there was only like two of us on the team that were straight, and we were constantly getting hit on, propositioned.
Wow.
She's like, it just, you know, became too much. So I assume like all female sports are like that.
Was she attractive, you know?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, like.
Yeah. Paige, what's it like to be an attractive woman in this world?
I wouldn't know.
Like, I could, people say, well, Matt, go in drag. I'd be an ugly woman. I mean, you know.
I think it's hard being a woman in general.
Amen.
And then having to deal with other women either hating you or hitting on you would be.
That's true.
Because women can be brutal. I mean, people, if you're not in the clique, they hate you.
Dingling envy. But, like, women, like, yeah, y'all just, like, you sit down with a group of, like, four women, and one of them walks out of the room. I just love to just, again, observe and just listen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're pretty catty, usually.
She's got filler. That's what
lip filler.
She got filler. Oh, something looks different about her. Is her eyes closer together? What is that?
Do you?
She needs to cut her
hair. Yeah, but like if a dude walks out of the room, people are going to say, it looks like, God, I shouldn't use that name.
Turd. Use that name.
Like Ferguson. Dude, it looks like turds put on like 20 pounds, right? You guys? You think he is?
It's a big turd. Big.
Putting on a little weight there.
Bill Turdy.
Do you ever see a big woman? I'm not talking about overweight. I mean, like, big, like, you know, it's kind of buff.
Yeah.
You ever see a woman like that and wonder what it would be like to fight her?
No.
Because I get like that with
well, yeah, probably.
Basketball players, Pink, the singer.
What?
Like, I would wonder what it would be like to fight Pink.
That is probably not good publicly.
I really like Pink. I would never fight her.
She's really talented, but she comes off to me as, like, you know, like a really just like a tough bitch.
Like,
she'd probably tell
when
you the same.
She was married to Corey Hart, right? That was when she was married too.
Like, yeah.
You can tell. I don't know if they are. I just remember from that damn tattoo reality show. It kind of looked like he would, you know, he would be her simp, as you say.
I feel like you could horse around with her and, like, really just, you know, get your licks in.
She's sitting there, like, running, doing, like, Hurricane Rana's off the freaking the bedpost. She's flipping him around.
She's a good mom.
She got some thick legs. Like, she got them. But did she do, like, circus stuff now?
Yeah, she does aerobatics or what do you
Yeah, like, she's, that's why you look at her and you're like, man.
Aerobatics.
I like the fighters.
I don't know what it's called.
Like, Camila Cardoso is another one you look at, like, man, that's like, I don't know if I could take her, but I like
no,
to try.
No, you couldn't. Hey, no way. Big old, like, that's one of those, where is the Amazon at? Like, where is it? Like, on a, like a,
like, Africa, right?
Well, Africa.
Africa. South America?
I feel like it's fitting to call her an Amazon because she's from Brazil. And she's a big old girl. And Brazil. Former Gamecock, Lady Cock. Brazil? Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes. So she's an Amazon. You know.
Who is physically the biggest WNBA player.
Also, look up, does Jeff Bezos donate to the Amazon rainforest? Because he kind of stole their freaking name.
Stop taking their trees.
Oh, okay. So the tallest active player is Brittany Griner, but she's skinny. Like, skinny.
She likes that.
Lanky.
That sticky, icky, icky. Oh, both kinds.
Plus, she's. Ooh, look, I don't know how else to say it, but she's like pretty much a dude at this point. Like, she, you know, she walks around with her shirt off. She's got a real deep voice. I don't know if she's trying to transition, but I mean, it's like,
yeah. But what if, like, dude, you're just like
soccer fighter?
What if you're a girl and you're into, like, I'm trying to think of a good example in sports, but like, just to say you're a more muscular girl, like, you know, naturally even, you know, and you just happen to be really good at sports. But you don't give a crap about makeup or whatever. You still like guys, though. You still like that junk, you know?
Yeah. And,
but then your voice is kind of deep like this, you know? Like, what do you do? Like, what do you do? I told you at that card show on Saturday, I was sitting there looking at some Sophie Cunningham. Cunningham. He's a New Day, Matthew.
That's the most viral meme template right now.
What, the finger?
Yeah, the finger point. Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Oh, man. It's so good.
And she said on her podcast with that, you know, half of, you know, in the bad guy she's with. She said that. It was the stupidest thing she ever did.
I feel like some people get podcasts, absolutely get the worst co-host they can get, so that person will never overshadow them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That guy gets laid way more than he should.
Oh, for sure. So, somebody took the meme, and it's the video of Sophie Cunningham doing the finger, you know, pointing, and then they mix it in with Trump doing it. You know where they do the thing where Trump pointing at you. He does a little wink at it, and they're doing it back and forth. It's freaking great.
See, how would she capitalize on that money-wise?
But I feel like, oh, yeah. You wish Trump could capitalize off of that?
I don't know how she would. Like, she sees it everywhere, and, you know, like, okay.
Oh, already, like, fans are doing the point picture with
her. That's great.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But it's almost like she is working, like she, you know how in wrestling people come in and they come in with their own catchphrase, like, or their own nickname, and no one's named them.
Cursed!
That guy, but that guy's brilliant. Like, God.
He don't need to wrestle at this point. He needs to, like, just do other stuff.
Yeah, that's where Tony Khan's just sitting there just shaking his head over his mirror coffee table with rolled up dollar bills laying everywhere. That guy is just like, cursed. I was cursed. How did I let that go?
Like, it's devaluing him to let him wrestle at this point.
Yeah.
He needs to be doing other stuff.
Yeah. Just, you know, cursing people and stuff.
So Liz Cambage is 6'8", 230 pounds. Now, what if she came in here and she's like, you know, starts jumping on Paige and then we got to break it up?
She'd win, definitely.
I feel like we might be able to take her. Like, it would be fun to try. 6'8". I would have to punch her, though. I know she's a female, but she's a lot bigger than us.
Yeah, man, I don't know. God, it reminds me of that video where the two cops were taking down that bigger lady. And, boy, they were having a tough time with her. I don't know if she was all drugged up or what, but, boy, she was.
Was it local, the McDonald's video, where the manager comes out from the counter and starts beating this chick's ass?
I don't know. I've seen it. I didn't know it might have been local.
But she, like,
did you see anybody spitting in the food in the background?
I didn't see that.
It might have been local.
I saw some boobs came out.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, but probably not the kind, you know.
Not the boobs you want.
It's never like in the movies where girls start fighting and ripping each other's clothes off.
That is quality boobage.
Ones you would look at, but not ones you'd make a movie.
Yeah, they're getting tulip rings for their friends so they can make their redneck brass knuckles.
I've never...
That's the bad
deliberately
part.
Deliberately wanted to get in a girl fight.
Well, it sucks when they start pulling hair. Like, they'll stop.
They knock you down. I don't know why they knock you down. Like, they push you, and then you're on the ground, like, and they start beating you up. I would rather fight and stand.
With the hair, like...
Like, you need a ref. Stop.
I'm hoping those are extensions, or it's a wig that it'll just come right off. Like, ha-ha, joke's on you, I'm bald. But it's, you know, when it's not... Like, it's a woman. She knows how what that hair means to her, and how you can't, like, you got to go with it or your hair's going to get her. You imagine a guy's getting in a fight just grabbing each other by the grapes?
And
just,
great.
I'm going to drag you over here now by your junk. And the guy can't stop because he's pulling him by the testiculars.
Well, every time I've accidentally hit somebody in that part, they look like they're going to cry. So I can't imagine dragging them by it.
It's one of those things, you know, with little animals that can do these weird things. Like, I saw this monkey I didn't know about that if people – it's this real tiny monkey. Looks real sweet. But he can secrete poison from his armpit that it will lick and then bite you, and you will die.
Wish I could do that.
You want to kill people?
You can probably
with your armpit.
See how close you can get to licking your armpit.
God, I can't even.
Gross.
I can't even. Not today.
You two stay over there with your weirdo games.
Oh, yeah.
It's pride
in your armpits.
Bro. Yeah, Paige. I thought you were an ally.
No. Yeah. If you had poison pits, you're on your own.
That was where they hung out in Beverly Hills, 90210.
That was the peach pit.
Ah, damn it. You
big goober. No, I mean, not it wasn't a compliment. It was an insult. By the way. Yeah, so we'll have some fun today. We got all kinds of things going on.
There's a lot.
Can't get guests because, you know, we're out of town or whatever. We're so patriotic. We want to leave our town for a week.
This parking lot yesterday was pretty much abandoned. Wasn't a whole lot of people here.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people were shocked that we were working this week. And I was like, well.
You know.
Well, you know, that's what we do.
I was going to go see my favorite short dental hygienist, and nobody's here.
Aw.
Right across the parking lot here.
Are you going to try?
You know what? I actually park in between, so I got a pretty good spot.
It is. It's like the Mason-Dixon line for him.
You might as well just
drive to the front door.
Might as well hoof it.
Like, he wants it to be like, if somebody goes postal at either business, they're not sure if he works there or not. So they may or may not key his car.
Somebody starts throwing chicken salad at people. You don't want to be in
I know.
You're in trouble.
I know. Oh, man.
I don't want to wait in that line.
Oh, yeah. I never will.
Boy, I did make a note.
I was hoping it was going to be a Hardee's, to be honest with you.
Freaking moon last night when it came out. Like, I literally had to Google. I was like,
oh, people were chubbing up over the moon.
Whoa, boy, that was that like, strawberry moon. I tell you, I've never heard, like, when I was younger, I don't think I'm older and paying attention to astrology because I'm not, but like, I never heard of so many different types of moons. Like, yeah, blood moon, you got.
Well, I didn't know as many planets had moons. Moon.
Say what now?
I didn't know as many planets had moons. Like, some planets have their own moons.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Some have more than one.
We need our own moon.
Yeah. I know, space to me is kind of boring.
I think it's beautiful.
I think it's bullcrap.
Like, what did I just... Oh, the Project Hail Mary. Like, I didn't like
Come with me!
Hail Mary! The end was kind of... Well, halfway through it, it gets kind of stupid, but...
I think they're launching something today to push a satellite up further because it's dropped down, and they have like this robot that's connecting to it to push it back up into the.
Can they not just like a drone control the satellite like with a?
Well, I think that's what they're doing. They're connecting it to something to.
I don't know, man.
I love space and science.
But do you believe it?
Absolutely.
But based on what? Just people telling you?
No. Like,
if you break it down in your own mind, does it make sense, though?
Well, I don't know if, hopefully, if we, in fact, do go to Mars, I think that's kind of cool. I think there are solar systems that we have never even seen.
I've seen Total Recall. I'm good here.
But literally, like, why spend trillions of dollars to go to other planets and swing our big patriotic goobers around because we got there first or whatever, you know, or third or fourth in India. They faked theirs because they wanted to be the fifth one, I think it was. So, but when your own planet literally has got all these issues, whatever side of the aisle you're on, it could be climate, it could be homelessness, whatever.
What if you find one that's perfect?
I think we are in the aliens. I'm like, if you're real, what you're missing out.
Yeah, like if you look at these other planets, if there is life, they're living inside the planet. Like they're underground or something. There's no like life forms on there. And it's all like desert. Like we still got stuff. So it makes no sense to me. So that's why I think it's all a slush fund and it's not real.
That's why the Southwest would suck. You got no grass.
Like they were showing them hanging out of the last whatever, the Apollo thing. They were hanging outside of it, working on the side of it in space, and you could hear wind blowing. And there's no sound in space, though. But you could hear wind blowing.
Why wouldn't there be any sound in space?
Because,
if you can hear.
There's no sound. Like, the whatever the compression is, like, there's not sound that you could actually hear unless you had, like, a headset on.
So somebody could just be ripping them in space like SBDs. And
probably.
You know, find out to the end.
What was that? That sounded like something went by.
I think it was a planet.
I sound like an alien over there.
This planet stinks. We got to get off it now. Planet fart.
Paige is fact checking me right now. I'm watching her.
What if there is an actual planet fitness and we haven't discovered it yet?
God, what if that's the alien life? Because they're like, we come in peace, no judgment.
Everybody's there's hot and ripped up.
Yeah, like all the other you know.
You got the big ass fans.
The Gold's Gym. You know, I had a Gold's Gym shirt. And
the shirt, like the tank top?
No, yeah. I didn't have it all shredded in the back like a pyramid or anything. But and it also had, this was the one that was the most ridiculous one for me to wear. I used to, for maybe 6 months, and it was over off of White Horse Road, Powerhouse Gym.
Oh, yeah.
I worked out there. That T-shirt was like ridiculous because the guy's like bench pressing like 900 pounds and he's like totally ripped. And you see me wearing it, it's just like, what?
I remember the one being out here near Thornblade. Don't know if it still is, but
Powerhouse?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I
remember that one for sure.
It'd be like a big, hefty, you know, woman wearing like a Playboy T-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's above people going to Bobo's back in the day, too.
Some men like hefty.
GAC, man. You talk about, golly.
Bobo.
God. Oh, that was.
I'm sorry, but I was more interested in how women urinate in space.
Dang, I like to see that, too, to be honest with you. Let me get that link real quick.
We have vacuum toilets.
Yeah, but like a toilet in
space. I don't know. It's just odd to me. Like the women's hair, when they show it, it's always like standing straight up. But like, if your hair, if there's no gravity, your hair's just going to kind of just float. You're going to just, you know, your hair's just going to be dancing around. It's not going to be shooting straight up in the air like it's all gelled up with.
No.
And so I think, if anything, I think we need proof because we're taxpayers and we pay into it. So we need proof. So I think the proof is given to us via Hollywood style kind of stuff. I really do.
Let's take a little break.
Yeah.
And I guess do some open phones later if you want to.
That'd be fun.
Open them up.
As long as it's not the same old, my neighbor knows that my dog freaks out with fireworks.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God, I forgot about that coming up.
And it's my right to have a dog. Well, it's his right to shoot off fireworks. I know, but my dog's a service dog.
Why does he sound like that?
It's the same. Like, it's going to be fireworks.
Oh, if you need fireworks, go see my buddy Jeff Stockton. He won't tell me where it is, but look him up. Go find him. Pork Chops Fireworks. There you go.
Nice. Pork Chops Fireworks.
Yeah.
His name is Pork Chop.
He'll do you good. Oh, yeah.
He'll do you good.
His wife has massive breasts. But for a long time, so she's aware. As we all are.
What does that mean? Like,
that
you're not
creepy.
Telling her something she didn't know?
That is so creepy.
Like, did she realize that you have?
By the way, you're endowed. Just want to let you know. Thank you.
That's something that, I can't.
I just imagine that. Him.
Never
just,
would have known.
I can't reveal all the private details of the conversation.
Getting her to make, like, cleavage and then putting, like, a bottle rocket and shooting it out of her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, Paige?
No.
Okay. All right,
my dog does not like fireworks. I avoid them at all costs.
No, I was talking about us using your Hooters as a platform.
We stick an M80 between the T's.
Negative.
Between the
Husker don't.
That sounds painful. Didn't you blow yourself up before and it hurt?
We both. The smoke inhalation was rough.
Fat Boy, the worst.
God, that
Fat Boy, 60,000 fireworks.
Yeah, but I hate the fact that we wasted them all, man, just so I could get like a black lung.
Inside of a porta john. And golly, boy, that's the closest.
I was taking a dump too. Like, I had to do both. That was part of the bit.
I don't believe you.
It was just left it in the parking lot.
I can't go.
For real, let's go to break.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Good morning, everyone.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
So how are you guys doing?
You're right.
Who are you?
I'm Evelyn. How are you?
What did you just say?
Evelyn.
What are you trying to tell me?
What you trying to tell me, dude?
Jeremy. I'm a man, 58 years old, full figure divorced. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
So how good looking are you?
Who is it?
Jeremy. I'm a man, 58 years old, full figure divorced.
I bet you are.
Tell me about the fake boobs.
Fake boobs.
So how good looking are you?
I'm blonde, tall.
Are you gay?
Seven.
Are you gay? Thinking about getting a penis enlargement?
Who is this?
Jeremy. I'm a man, 58 years old, full figure divorced. We have a report that the young man says that you rubbed his chest and his bum.
I hear you.
I'm a playboy.
I hear you.
Do you feel dirty? Do you feel cheap?
No, I don't.
I know that you're a whore.
Who's a whore?
You send harassing emails from fake accounts.
Well, you go to hell and don't call this number back, you little whore yourself.
Are you gay?
No.
You crazy bitch, I'm going to take you down.
You're crazy. You know what?
You don't have the balls.
You the one that ain't got the balls.
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
I don't know who in the hell you think you are, but you can go get screwed tattooed.
Jeremy.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Today is a big day. I'm Paige. We begin with this.
Look at my chicken. Had a gay farmer on TV. I was just noticing.
Yeah.
I thought you brought chickens with you, and that's kind of cool.
Well, they got to live outside because they smell awful.
Man,
why do we eat something that smells awful? That does not make any sense.
Oh, Lord.
If it smells awful, you shouldn't be eating.
Cynthia Cooper Dyke is on hold, Paige, to answer that question for you. The WNBA legend herself.
Let me check something real quick.
They didn't get a divorce.
Why are you saying it in a creepy voice?
I want to say she passed away, but I can't.
No, she did not.
I'm not for sure.
Well, there ain't no way she died. I mean, there ain't no way.
No, she is still with us, but somebody from that team, I believe, passed away.
Oh. It's Chamique Holdslaw. Holdsclaw, okay. Holdslaw, whatever her name was. Cheryl Swoops, many others.
Let them cook.
Well, today's a big day. Today is Social Media Day. I know.
Gay.
Did you know?
Blind.
It's Pride Month, so I got to say it as many times as possible.
God, you know what? We should play that clip in honor.
God, do we have it?
Is it okay if I call you queer?
I'd rather you not.
I stop now.
Or is gay better?
First thing you say when you walk in, usually.
You'd have to ask one.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Stick your head out the door and just scream down.
No.
I'm sure someone would answer that for you.
Taxes.
The average. Did you know the average person spends 141 minutes a day on social media, and over 5.4 billion people used social media last year?
What if when you get to heaven? Fat boy, you won't need to listen to this part. Paige, what if when we get to heaven, you know, they say, you know, they do the projection of your life and you sit there and watch it all, you know, all fast forward and stuff. What if they're literally just showing you doom scrolling the part of your, you know what I'm saying?
And heaven's trying to rage bait you and you don't want to go.
Yeah.
She might go to purgatory first.
Well, you're Catholic. That's true. I'll see you in 4 years. I think purgatory is roughly the time in between Olympics or presidential elections. So.
Have you accepted Jesus Christ in your heart?
Twice.
Then I don't see why you would go to purgatory unless you have to work out something that you don't.
Oh, I thought all. See? I thought all believers of Catholicism, it was that you go there. It's kind of like a waiting room until. It's kind of like what Beetlejuice is. That's kind of the waiting room. Oh. You're just deciding. People with tiny little shrunken heads.
But if you...
Sounds like old auctioneers. Oh, that was your Beetlejuice. I'm sorry.
If I had Jesus into my heart, he'd be full of cholesterol and fat.
I think he was in here. Oh, no, that was Jesus.
If you're a good person, St. Peter's going to let you through into heaven.
You just call him Peter?
I believe you did.
He's like a little joint. He'd be like, hey, I heard what you said back
you
on
You have to go to
St.
Peter, fat boy.
like a little joint.
And tell him that you deserve to go through the pearly gates.
God bless. That reminds me of, you know, this day and age, you wouldn't believe it. Somebody from Wade Hampton High School could verify this.
Wade.
Our science teacher, she was a sweet, sweet lady. Her name was Julie. Her last name was... And you think that I'm working you here. I can already see everyone smiling. Last name was E-D-E-R.
Really?
Yes. And you would never in a million years guess what her husband's name was. Because he'd stop by.
This for you, Jules.
I swear, this is no joke. Some former general. Well, actually, once a general, always a general. Because not winning football games sticks in your head and you can never forget.
Was his middle name Pumpkin, by chance?
No. His name was Peter.
Peter Eater.
Yes. I swear to you. I mean, I will locate, and I hope that both Julie and Peter Eater are both. And you think that everybody's smiling now, like I'm doing a bit here. What's his dad's name? Odor? No. Oh, God.
That's the best.
At all. Nickname the Beaver.
I can't. They're not famous enough to find out if they're still alive or not.
Dang it.
If anybody knows the Eaters, let me know. For real.
Let me get a couple of my cop buddies to a background
check. You know what I want you to do on my next birthday? I want you to get like one or two former teachers. I'll help you.
Your former teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A couple come to mind. Well, I don't think one's still with us, right? The Kern in the cafeteria, she's still with us?
I don't know if Nettie Brister's still with us or Mr. Edward Monroe.
Who's the one that restarted Shaka Zulu from the same point?
Sugar Bear, okay. Coach Sam McCollum.
Let's see if he's still with us.
Oh, dang it, boy. I hope he is. If anybody knows him, tell him I said, hey, I love that man.
Like a rain day.
Who's that?
You couldn't go out on the field, so you'd be in the... They show a film.
Well, he was a teacher also, but yeah, social studies teacher.
Yeah, well, not just that, but if you have like PE...
Yeah.
You can't go.
Well, go to the bathroom.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.